you don't die from heroin detox. You don't. You feel like you're going to, but you don't die.
In 2012, Joe was a heavy heroin user. So his mother, Elaine, called her insurer and asked if he'd be covered if he went into an inpatient detox program. She says her company told her it would be fine under the plan, but after only a few days, the detox center called. Joe was about to be kicked out because her insurer had refused to pay.
He wasn't going to die, and so they didn't have to pay. And the first of all, what a scam. You know, you're not going to die, so you're not going to die now.
We've agreed to call Elaine and her husband Doug by their middle names, and we'll call their son Joe. The couple agonized over the thought of Joe being put out. He was on the West Coast, and he was suffering complications from a severe lung condition.
I remember, I was still going through it. I did not want to move around. I wasn't eating. I was throwing up.
We spoke to Joe over the phone. He's now serving time for credit card theft, a crime that he committed to get money for heroin.
It looks like we might have to let you go, yada, yada, yada. My parents were saying, well, we'll pay for it out of pocket, which would have been outrageous. It would have been an outrageous amount of money.
Joe's parents ended up paying nearly $10,000 out of pocket for his short stay in detox. The specifics of this family's case with the insurance company are unique, but the experience rings true for thousands of families in New York State. They sought treatment for a loved one, only to be told it wasn't covered by their insurance. New York State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman has gone after five of the state's largest insurers over the past year for illegally denying similar claims contrary to state and federal mental health parity laws. Settlements with the AG's office are reinforced by state laws that went into effect in April. Lawmakers cracked down on insurance practices like fail-first provisions that would only cover the cost of inpatient treatment after patients had first failed at an outpatient program.
You have to fall off the wagon and get back to taking drugs, or we're not going to give you a more advanced form of care. So we've eliminated that and other requirements like that in our settlement. So more New Yorkers are getting health care, getting the addiction treatment they need.
That doesn't mean everyone automatically ends up in an inpatient center. Today's state law requires insurers to look at multiple factors to determine what level of care is appropriate for each patient. Then all those factors are reviewed and approved by the New York State Office of Alcoholism and Substance Abuse Services, or OASIS. Robert Kent is the general counsel for OASIS. He says before lawmakers cracked down, health insurance denials pushed people into state-funded programs.
You know, effectively, the funding we were providing to these programs, which is primarily intended to cover the care for people with no insurance, was in some level subsidizing the cost of care for people with insurance because they were being denied access to the care.
Under the newest laws, a patient can stay in treatment while they appeal being denied coverage. For Doug and Elaine back in 2012, that process took way too long.
If I think about this, it's dragging me down way too far.
We're already struggling with what's going on with our son and worried about him surviving and then having to fight the insurance company.
But Kent from OASIS encourages New Yorkers to go through with an appeal.
If you appeal, then there's opportunity for us, for the state Department of Financial Services, to intervene and try to get decisions reversed.
Michelle Faust, WXXI News. In Rochester, I'm Michelle Faust for The Innovation Trail. In Rochester, I'm Michelle Faust for WRVO News. In Rochester, I'm Michelle Faust for WSKG News. In Rochester, I'm Michelle Faust for WMHT. In Rochester, I'm Michelle Faust for WBFO News. In Rochester, I'm Michelle Faust for North Country Public Radio.